I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome back.
Happy Monday. Welcome back to
Every Blonde Needs a Brunette.
I hope your Mondays are all
going as good as Mondays can go.
That's becoming our new say. We've said that at the start.
I know.
Every single...
It's because Mondays are depressing. But they are. Not this Monday.
Not now. Now we've got this podcast. They're not depressing anymore.
Not now.
We're here to brighten up your day.
But guys, I've had quite a bad day so far.
Oh my God, what a morning.
So we went to Chinese for breakfast.
Our favourite place in London. We found out they did breakfast. We didn't even
know.
Lost our shit. They do the best pasta. And we were like, oh, I wonder if the Chinese do breakfast. And they do.
And they do. So that was nice. That started the morning off well. And then what happened, Grace?
So we were saying in previous episodes that Grace never does anything embarrassing.
I just don't.
Whether that be on a date, whether that be just in life in general.
I'm not an embarrassing, like, I just don't embarrass.
Just embarrass yourself, which is
usually
lucky. Because
sometimes
I mean,
if I'm drunk,
do.
I do though.
Yeah.
Because I like fall downstairs and stuff.
Yeah, you do seem, this is a common thing for you to do.
Yeah.
But Grace actually face planted the floor this morning.
Literally walking, like, thank God not on Bond Street, like walking off Bond Street back to our podcast
she
studio.
She fell flat on her face.
I fell on my face and literally ate the floor.
She ate arse.
I ate arse. I ate arse for the first time. I never fall on my face like that. Like what
and
happened?
It wasn't even just like a little trip and then like she fell on her knees.
I don't even know what I tripped on.
You're lucky
air.
You've not cut anything.
I've
just got a graze
my
knee. On
her
knee.
And I said to Grace, I'm back at primary
school. And they'd be like, run it under a cold tap.
Yeah, put some blue towel on it.
Yeah.
That's literally what I feel like.
We'll get you a plaster.
I was so embarrassed. But thank God I had this massive
Grace
chunky
like, can
scar.
We run? Loads of people saw that. She's like, we need to get out of here immediately. Yeah.
I had a chunky scarf and I just put it over my face and ran.
And we were saying, imagine if we did that in front of someone we know.
Oh.
Or like someone we know of.
Well, like, imagine if we did that in front of an influencer. Oh. We'd never live that down.
No.
That's actually one of the worst moments of my life.
I mean, I was just like, great, you're never going to see these people again.
Yeah, but imagine if there was there might have been someone there we knew.
No. We would have known.
Whatever. So that's how my morning's
so
gone.
So Grace has done something embarrassing.
Yeah, finally.
She's been an embarrassment.
Yeah. It's not a usual thing that happens. I'm usually quite cool.
she's a cool girl. She's
I'm a cool girl. Like, usually I'm really
she keeps
cool.
It cool, calm and collected.
I usually do. But
not
clearly
today.
Something just happened there where
something
it all
went
wrong. Very, very wrong.
She tripped. She fell flat on the cold, hard ground.
Flat on my, like, arse.
On the cold, hard ground.
Oh.
Trouble.
Anyway. So this is the second episode of the Paris Diaries.
We hope you're liking these diaries.
Yeah, so
we've still
far.
Got a lot to share. There's going to be 4 episodes in this series.
Yeah, because there's a lot that happened in Paris.
Like a lot of learning curves. A lot of experiences.
Yeah.
But we were talking actually earlier about celebrity crushes. Who is your ultimate celebrity crush?
My ultimate... I mean, it's Harry Styles.
Oh, yeah.
My ultimate. And then also, like, young Johnny Depp.
Wow.
Yours is young Leo.
See, I think you're one of the Holy Trinity. You're either young Leo.
Young Johnny Depp.
Young Johnny or young Brad Pitt.
Yeah, but I don't get the hype with Brad Pitt.
I do, but I think young Leo's hotter. Even Leo in Wolf of Wall Street, I find him so hot.
Oh, no.
No?
No.
I don't find him hot in his older years, but I do in that movie.
See, Leo freaks me out a bit because he is how old? Like 50?
No, he's in his 40s, I think.
Is he?
Or maybe he's older. I think he's the same age as my mum. He's 48.
Okay, yeah. So he's in his, like, he's a man. And he still dates, like, 23-year-olds. Like, that age gap is fat.
And he dumps them when they get to 25, which makes it even weirder. But that's... I'd get it if he dated one 23-year-old and then ended up marrying her and, like, staying with her.
When she's, like, 30.
And staying with her for life. But, like, he dumps his girlfriends when they reach 25, which is... He's got a pattern of it.
Yeah, but he must...
And they get, like, younger and younger.
He must have, like, a thing for young women. It's like, I think it's quite perverted.
I think.
Do you know what else? Like, no one pulls him up on it. If he was a female dating all these young men and cutting them off when they're 25, one says anything. They think, oh, you know, he's so laddie. Like, go on, Leo. Do you know what I mean? No one shits on him at all for it.
That's a good point. But I think, like, oh, the girls are in their 20s. Like,
it's consensual, obviously.
It's legal, but, like, it's just his patterns are a bit weird.
It's so weird.
The fact that he dumps them when they turn 25. It's like, those poor girls, when it's their 25th birthday, they must be like, shit.
They must be like, oh, my God, time's up.
Oh, my God, I'm going to be dumped. What a shit birthday.
Time's up, bitch. It's the end of the road. They must be like, Jesus.
Get me a new boyfriend.
That 25th birthday must hit hard.
It's probably because he doesn't get them a present either. No, but he just dumps them.
It's probably because he doesn't have kids either. Like,
so maybe he's worried. He's like, oh, if I date someone younger, then it's like less of a commitment. Because,
but I feel like if he had children, he would find it weirder because he'd probably have like 25-year-old kids.
Yeah, good point.
And he'd be like, oh, it's a bit weird that they're my daughter's age.
But then he's old enough to be their dad.
Oh, he is, isn't he? He could have had them at like 25.
He's old enough to be their dad.
I think it's weird. Like, that is the only thing that puts me off about Leo because he does really good work for the environment and stuff. But I just think... I'm not sure about that.
He should have married, who's that in the Rose?
What's her real name?
Oh, Kate Winslet.
Kate Winslet.
The way they look at each other, like.
I think she's married someone else.
Yeah, I know. But
what a shame.
He should have.
That could have been the one.
Shot his shot there.
Who else do you find attractive that's a bit older?
So, I find celebs. Piers Brosnan from Mamma Mia. He was my
Mamma Mia 1.
Crush from Mamma Mia 1. In Mamma Mia 2, confused. He's a little bit too old.
Yeah.
Mamma Mia 1. So hot.
I do have to agree.
He's got such a charm.
But he does.
He was James Bond.
Me of a cat.
He
reminds me of my cat. Like, he has quite a feline face.
He has quite a feline face. Maybe he's had Botox.
Yeah.
But he's a Bond boy. He was James Bond.
I know.
For years.
He's a Bond boy.
I mean, I've never watched a Bond movie with Pierce Brosnan. I think one was
we
on.
We would love it.
Just him in the suit. Like,
yummy.
And then
yum.
On Mamma Mia, he wears like the polos with the. The trousers, he always looks smart.
Him like singing SOS.
Yeah, it's kind of a bit icky, but he was my first ever crush, which is a bit weird.
That is a bit worrying,
it's
actually.
It's a bit worrying.
And that you didn't fancy Sky, you fancied the dad. That is
actually quite
worrying.
The thing that put me off Sky in Mamma Mia was his necklace. So from the get-go, I've always been like, style is an ick.
Yeah, from young age.
He wears like those ugly patterned shorts as well. Yeah. And I was always like, ugh. See, Sam has style. I was think, like, Sam's got style in class.
I think I liked Sky. I think I liked Sky when I was a young girl.
See, I think it's more worrying that you liked him and not the old guy.
No, I think that's more
I think it's more worrying that you liked someone wearing those
the shirt.
Swim pants.
No, but when they do the performance on the beach.
Okay, but yeah.
Don't go. That's hot.
Yeah, but he's not hot in it. She is.
No, I think they're both quite hot. I don't know if I have any, like, older crushes. Oh, you guys know what I'm on about. Jeff Goldblum. He's got he's got these glasses.
Jeff.
Your mum would know him. He's like more of a celeb with the old crowd.
Can I Google him?
Yeah, I don't know what his last name is though. And he has his glasses. No, I showed you him actually. But like on picture,
what's he
doesn't
from?
Look
what's
very...
What's he been on?
I have no clue. On picture, he's...
Goldblum.
That's it.
Grace.
No, I know on picture he doesn't look attractive, but he's really got a suave.
Okay.
And a suave is what makes someone, in my opinion. That is, to me, suave is the biggest thing.
It's the energy, isn't it? So, like, for example, Matthew McConaughey in How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. Oh. He has such...
A suave. His suave is unmatched. No one has Matthew McConaughey's suave.
I think it's a mixture of the accent.
Yes.
The lines they give him. Like, their chemistry in that movie is amazing.
Yeah. I think he's so hot, Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, his accent.
Yeah. Who else who's a bit older do we find attractive? Johnny Depp now, like, he's not ugly. Like, he's still... I mean, his voice is stunning. He, again, has a really good voice, Johnny Depp.
I'm not sure I find him attractive now.
He's a bit rock and roll now, I think.
I'm not sure about that.
He's turned a bit rock and roll.
I'm trying to think of, like...
older hot celebs. Like obviously Brad Pitt's still kind of hot. He's not particularly my type. I think Tom Cruise is like really got a swerve as well.
Do you think?
Although he's in Scientology, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a bit crazy, I think.
Yeah. He's cool though.
Another celeb that's always been my celebrity crush is, he's not old, he's Chase Crawford from Gossip Girl.
Yeah. See, you're either a Chuck girl or you're a Nate girl. I'm a Chuck girl, Grace.
I'm an
Nate
girl, which is weird because like I feel like you'd expect me to be Chuck.
Because you like Blair.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she did date Nate, didn't she?
He's just more my type.
Do you know who no one is though? A Dan girl.
I'd really question you if you were a Dan Humphrey girl.
But I really like the actor, Penn.
Yeah, in You. I love him in You.
He's a really talented actor. But not in Gossip Girl. It's a no for me.
His character is just...
It's a no from me.
Maybe if they put him in suits, we'd find him more attractive.
I think it's just because he's like running around like...
I don't find running around
doing
reading
niche.
Books.
Yeah, literally do nothing apart from like
he mugs off Serena
everyone
as well. Like
they shouldn't have got married.
I know, in my opinion. But then he wouldn't be in with the. I think Lily and Rufus should have been Endgame. I don't know why they weren't Endgame.
And they ended up with these like randos we've never met
before.
Yeah,
like this woman with glasses.
But like, at least put them with characters that we know.
I know, like maybe put Rufus with. I don't even like
Cece.
Oh, yeah.
The grandma.
At least he'd get a Vanderwoodson then.
I know, he was clearly after the bag.
And what happened to the brother?
Eric.
The shared brother.
Oh.
He just disappeared. He wasn't in the last episode.
It's all incestual, isn't
it? He wasn't
in
any.
The whole thing is very incestual.
He wasn't in any episode after that one. It's like they just dumped him off.
I think because they were like, oh my God, Dan and Serena are going to end up together.
We can't have a brother back.
We need to just forget this ever happened kind of situation. I never found Rufus hot. He was always like a no from me.
No, but he is handsome. But like, I just don't
his
find
character's
hot
not
the
hot.
Way he acts. Like he makes like waffles. Like, just I don't find that attractive.
His character is not
like
hot.
He makes like beans and like
beanie boy.
He always like makes his chili, doesn't he? He's like,
yeah,
come round for me.
But
chili.
Then, do you not think that is kind of hot? Like if a man can cook.
I'd rather go out for dinner.
Yeah, but I do think that's attractive.
No,
like,
it would be a. Yeah.
My worst night would be dating someone and they can't do niche. Like, if they can't make me, like,
yeah, but
scrambled
I can't
egg.
Make dinner, so I.
Yeah,
I'm
so
not
you need someone that
you.
Can.
I'm not going to judge them. We can go out for dinner.
No, but I think that's so unattractive if they're not able. Like, if I'm like, oh, can you make me some pasta? And they, like, can't do that. You. No.
Yeah, but I'm a bit unable as well to make pasta. I mean, I could make pasta, but it would probably either be really soggy or it'd be, like, too hard.
Al dente.
I butcher anything I try and make. Even when I try to make eggs, like, I made the yolk break, so all of the yolk went into the egg.
What do you mean?
It was like a marble.
Oh, image.
Yeah, the yolk broke when I was trying to make a fried egg. So it just was all like weird. Yeah. I can't even make eggs. And like, for example, if I make toast, I go through about 3 different lots of bread because I always burn it.
Fucking.
So I can't even do like the basic things.
No. So you can't judge a man if they can't.
No,
man.
I can't.
Jesus.
I can't judge.
You have no room to judge.
So if he can't cook, then...
That's fine. You can't either.
Makes 2 of us, you know? I can't be judging over here.
No, that's true. Do you find, like, the new, like, wave of celebs hot? Like, everyone's ultimate
you know
is
what?
Timothée Chalamet.
No.
Same.
I mean, I quite like that he can speak French. And I like his name. And I like his energy. Like, I like his style. But I don't find him attractive.
I think he's got a really nice nature about him. He seems really kind.
Yeah.
I don't know him.
How do you know him? What, is
like,
he your best mate?
From interviews, he seems really, like,
kind.
Quiet and kind. Like,
gentle.
He's not leery.
He's gentle.
He's gentlemanly gentle.
He's a true gent.
But, again, I don't find him attractive either.
There's not really any young celebrities I do find attractive. I'm trying to think. Like
Theo James, I love him.
But I would consider him a bit old.
Same.
How old is he?
God knows.
I'd consider him in, like, the 30s.
Yeah, like, we like the Franco brothers.
Yes,
and they're in their
the
30s.
Franco brothers are good looking.
We don't really like young celebs.
No, but we like them when they were younger.
Yeah.
We don't look at them now and be like, you're my celeb crush. We're like
no.
thinking of their old movies.
Yeah, like young Johnny
Like
Depp.
When they was in their 20s and 30s.
Yeah. But there's none of the new wave that we're like.
Not really.
Like no, do you know who I love, who Grace doesn't? Jacob Elordi.
I find him so unattractive, but I think it's because... what was the nickname we gave for Thingy?
Darren.
Because Darren did actually look a bit like Jacob Lordy, and he was Australian.
Yeah, if you guys watched episode one, and we had a bad experience with Darren.
Yeah, Darren...
from Barcelona.
Darren's probably the worst boy we spoke about.
And he does look like Jacob Lordy.
He does. And he's got the... Jacob Lordy is Australian.
And so was Darren.
So...
but that's just not put me off. Like, I just think Jacob Lordy is so hot.
I don't find him attractive one bit.
He has such good street
especially
style.
Especially in the kissing booth as well. Like, oh, how does that not put you off?
No, see, the kissing booth... whenever someone be like, I fancy Jacob Lordy, be like, are you blind?
How does that not put you off?
Because Euphoria... I've seen him in Euphoria. And I know you're like, what?
No, but I don't find him attractive in Euphoria.
Oh, no, but his street style was so good as well. And he gets the hottest girls. Like, he's dating Kaya Gerber.
He's dated every It girl. He's dated...
Zendaya.
I don't get how that's not awkward.
I thought that as well, because...
maybe they didn't date for that long. I don't...
well, she's moved on with Tom Hiddleston now, so she probably doesn't care.
Tom Holland.
Yeah. Who else did he date? Kaya Gerber. Before Zendaya. Oh, Joey King, of course.
Oh, yeah. How can we forget?
That was an iconic couple.
A movie couple. An on-screen couple.
An on-screen romance.
We love an on-screen romance.
Most of our celeb crushes are either young versions of them now or like in their 30s. So we do find older men attractive.
Of course. But would I... what's the oldest you would date? I don't think I would date an older man because I just would be like, why do you want to date me? I'd be like, you're a bit of a perv.
See, this is the thing. I have an older sister who is 22. And it would freak me out. Like, in my mind, I'm like, I would date someone 25. But then I'm like, it would freak me out that I'd get on better with my sister than me.
No, because I feel like now we're 19 and Ellie's 22. Like, I think we're in the same age group as her. But, like, obviously, when we were, like, 14 and she was 17, we weren't in the same age group. But now I think when you get to this age...
It would just freak me out that they're older than my sister.
Yeah, but then what? So you're not going to date anyone over 22?
Well, if that were like my soulmate, I would be a bit like, oh, they're like older. Because my sister is 4 years older than me.
So really, you want to date someone your own age?
No, I do not want to date someone 19. Not at all. My dream age would be like 22.
Mine
would
be...
21.
See, I did date someone in 23, and I think that's the age I would go for. Because I think they're over that whole lad's holiday, like...
but not even. 23 is so young.
Yeah, but I think they're over the teenage boy phase.
Yeah, because boys mature slower than girls. So I think like you have to get an older boy if they want to be more mature.
He's mature. He's mature.
I think, okay, the oldest I would go would be 24.
Same. I think, I always say 25, but what freaks me out is my dad had me at 25.
Yeah,
so I'm
this
like,
is what I mean.
Do you want children? Like, that's a bit weird.
But then I do think if I had a bit of an absent father, which I don't, like, I'm very close to my dad, but like if my life was different, maybe I would go for like a 30-year-old.
Yeah, like,
and just go wild.
I would just feel too awkward
because of my dad
bringing someone home that was like 30. And also, I don't want children until I'm 30, so if I date a 30-year-old, they'd have to wait like 11 years.
This is the issue with an age gap, is like you just want different things.
It's like, and also you don't have anything in common because like they've been raised in a different...
yeah.
Even like 5 years, I think, makes quite a big difference.
Yeah, because even if you did date someone who's 25, for instance, they might want kids at 27, but we'd still be what in 2 years? We'd be 21. Like, marriage and kids aren't on the card.
Yeah.
Like, you're on completely different, like, timelines.
Yeah. So I think...
that's the issue I have with age gap. Is, like, you're in different things.
Yeah. And I'm also just a bit like... I think when I'm 25, I would date someone 40.
Say that again.
When I'm 25, I would date someone 40. I think the older you get, the less deep age gaps are.
When you're 25, you would date someone who's 40 years old. Are you actually...
yeah, because I'm a fully grown woman. And like, I would want kids in the next 5 years. And I feel like, I don't know, you know? I would date an older man when I'm in my late 20s because I wouldn't be opposed to it. And I think...
I would.
You're maybe on a more similar life path then if you want children. But then...
but then that they would probably already have kids.
Because this is the issue Monica had in Friends.
Yeah.
Richard was her soulmate. Like, I believe Richard was her soulmate.
Same.
They
I
got
loved
on
them
so
together.
Well. And he wasn't like a creep. They like genuinely... but then it was a bit weird that he'd seen her grow up. Oh, yeah.
And then fancied
her. He didn't
her.
Seem like a perv, did he?
No.
But, yeah, like,
That was the issue, was that he didn't want more kids, did he? He already had his kids.
And they were, he was a grandfather. Oh. And she was like, I think she was like 26 or 27. And he said, oh, well, I'll give in and have kids because I want to be with you.
But she, was she didn't like, really
that's
want
not,
it.
That's not your dream.
No, he didn't really want the kids, to be honest, did he?
No, he didn't. He was just having them because, like, why not? But, like...
I don't know. I think that is the issue, isn't it? Because, I mean, there's nothing wrong going into, like, a relationship they've already got children.
No.
But it's just not what I would prefer.
And also, especially if the children are, like, litlins...
It doesn't
like,
matter.
If the children are, like, two, then you can integrate them into, like, your life. Like... then that's completely different.
But imagine if they were 20, the same age as you.
Like, that's so weird. So,
but then I think it'd be weird if they fancied you. Yeah, kid
I
your do. Age.
I just question like their intentions. I think at this age, I'm like, I would not date someone over 24, yeah. 23, because I'm like, then it becomes like a
what are your intentions?
For example, Taylor Swift dated like 30-year-olds when she was 20. Mm-hmm. She like writes it in her music. There's always that kind of, they've got authority over you because they're older and they have...
They're wiser.
They're in a different position than you are. Mm-hmm. So they can be really manipulative.
Even probably like financially as well. Not with Taylor Swift, but like with a normal average person. Like if you're dating someone who's like in their 30s, they're going to be a lot financially ahead of you.
Yeah, and that's what it makes me question. It's like, well, why would you want to date someone that's 20 when you're 30?
Yeah.
And I think it's just to manipulate them. I would not date anyone older than 24 because I think the age gap becomes like, it gives them power in a way. Because it's like they're older, they
one up you, they've got something above you.
Yeah, and I'm not up for that. That's not for me.
No, I wouldn't like to feel like we're on the same page.
Yeah, exactly. And on the same playing field, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
And I think like when you're 19, I think even 24, I'm a bit like, it's a bit old. I think 23 is the max I would date.
But maybe if we found our soulmates, maybe we wouldn't care about age.
But then I'm also like, the fact that we're 19, should that not put a 24-year-old off?
Not if they're your soulmate.
5 years. And we're teenagers. That is a bit...
I don't know. Because we are quite mature for 19, I would say. In some ways. And then other ways, we're so immature how we've like not had any experiences. Yeah. So
I went on a date in Milan. Should I say about this or not?
You can say the age gap.
Well, yeah. So
don't give too much away. He was 23.
And he said when he like saw I was 19, obviously. And he was like, well, I wasn't sure what you'd be like because his roommate was 19 and could not do anything for himself. He just... was really immature, but like he said, you don't act like you're 19. Like yeah, you don't,
so it does depend on the person as well.
It doesn't feel like there's an age gap.
Yeah,
but like, of course, if we were like 19-year-olds, I don't know. I don't think we're that mature, to be honest.
I think in conversation we are.
I think because we've experienced a lot with like YouTube and stuff. Like if we just like we've not done YouTube, we've been in like meetings, we've been in a lot of situations that like made us a bit more mature. But then I think we're immature with like boys because yeah. We've lacked in that experience. I think with boys, we're a bit like giggly.
But then you could date like a 25-year-old and feel like you're talking to like an 18-year-old.
True.
Like age can just be a number.
Yeah, it can be. But then I'm also like, it's again, as we said, it's like the different stages of life.
Yeah, that's where I think there becomes an issue.
And I think also the power thing.
Yeah,
it's like,
the power dynamic.
I think, for example, Taylor Swift, again, she's dated an actor and a singer that were older than her. And she feels like they dated her. And all the people, everyone says it, like, why else would you date a 20-year-old when you're 30?
Because they feel like they can, like, baby them.
Yeah, and easily manipulate them.
Yeah, I agree. But that's our, like, little opinion. But we actually do have a story about age gaps that happened in Paris. So we'll be telling that in the next segment because it's a quite intriguing story.
It's very intriguing.
Yeah, so we'll come back in the next segment. So I think... we have to kind of explain how Paris nightclubs work.
Yeah, so if you want to go to a club in Paris, I mean, you can queue up, but it's just...
We did it one night.
And it's just a night.
We were there for like 3 hours.
Oh, don't
even. It's tragic.
So what happened is we found a promoter on Instagram. We literally just looked up... I think we just looked up Art Club Paris and then found this promoter. So I'm like worried people are going to find him and message him.
It doesn't matter. There's nothing bad about him. Like, he didn't do anything wrong. There was just the age gap.
Crop out the thing that says Arc Club editor.
Let's just start again. So we needed a promoter for the clubs and we just looked up a promoter in Paris, found this guy.
So we requested him and I think either he said, I'll come to the club at the weekend,
mm-hmm.
or I can't really remember who messaged who, but basically we was going to go, and he asked us how tall we were.
Yeah.
And we were so confused. We were like,
height?
Like, this has never been a thing in London. Like, we've been to Rain in London, and that's like quite...
with a promoter.
I mean, it's a Mayfair club, and we went with a promoter, so I thought... the clubs in Paris that need promoters are probably going to be quite similar. We'd never been asked how tall we were before.
Never.
So we were like a bit freaked out. We were like, height. And we were thinking to ourselves, we were thinking, do we up our height a little bit or do we downplay our height a little bit? Because
we were like, he's either really short and doesn't want tall girls there.
Yeah, we were like, maybe he's like 4 foot.
Yeah,
like a little
tiny. Or he wants tall girls because they're like models. Like, we really weren't sure what to say.
Yeah, so we were like, does he want...
do we lie or...
Yeah, we were like, do we like... add an inch? Do we
take did.
An inch
we
off?
Added an inch.
I think we added an inch. I think we told him what we would be in heels.
Yeah, we're like 5'5".
I think we said we'd be 5'8" in heels.
5'8"?
I'm like, because in heels
liars.
We would be. If we God. Add the height of our
Jim
heels.
Pearl,
to...
big fat layer.
So we lied about our height and we sent it to him.
He said, wear high heels.
He said, wear your highest
so
heels.
So clearly. That was not tall enough.
No. So we're kind of like, okay, this is a bit strange.
We've never been asked this before.
Never been asked this before. So we like really made an effort to dress really nice for this
club.
Yeah,
because we looked it up on Instagram and like Selena Gomez has been to this club. Like
Leonardo.
Like loads of famous people had been to this club.
So we like really dressed up. We met this promoter for the first time. It was an interesting, you know... first meet.
So we actually got insulted a little bit.
He dissed us multiple times.
Multiple times. I mean, one of the times was about a height. So I think we asked him. It was all very awkward when we met him. It was just like, and there was a group of other girls. They were all really stunning and really
models.
Tall and skinny.
And then we were just them, there. Like
and
five
she's
foot
there.
Five.
She was absolutely beautiful. And
he's
there.
That's what we felt like. And we were like, so how come did you ask us for our height? You know, we've never had that kind of question before.
And the answer he gave us was, that is because tall women are elegant.
And you two are short.
Are short.
And not elegant.
And we were like, oh, and he was like, you know, sometimes the club won't even let in short girls.
Yeah, he was like, I've had people be turned away.
Which is wild to be discriminated for your height.
English people just short them because no clubs in Mayfair do that. No
That's,
one cares.
What?
But like, and he said
why
it's
would
because,
you turn away
He said
that?
It's because rich men prefer taller women. Like, I'm not here for men, thanks.
Such a weird thing to say.
No.
And it was just all a bit awkward.
It was very awkward vibe.
It
like,
was so awkward.
We got the vibe that he just really didn't like us.
Yeah.
And then what did he say as well about...
He dissed us again, but I can't remember what about.
Influencers.
About influencers. He was like, yeah, like some people like influence. I couldn't care less than
you're
here.
Yeah, he was like... Because I think we asked him. We were like trying to like chat to him. Like,
we were trying to be nice.
I'm intrigued by promoters because it always really intrigues me how the whole thing works. Like why... I mean, I'll take the free entry to the nightclub, but like, why am I there?
Yeah.
Why do I get the free entry?
Yeah.
I don't really get promoters.
Neither do I.
I don't get why you need
one. I don't
get
what they get out of it.
Neither.
We'll never know. But so we were just like, oh, you know, like, how come you asked? He's like, I couldn't give a toss that you're influencers.
Yeah, he was like, we said, oh, have you met any celebs? He was like,
oh, yeah.
No, I don't care. They're people like I am. And same with you, you're influencers.
He was like, you don't impress me.
He was like, influencers don't impress me, like celebrities. And we were like, okay, fair enough.
So it was like a really weird first meeting.
It was just like, he was just a bit,
not what abrupt. We used to. Anyway, we got blackout drunk. Actually, had a really good night.
We had met some Swedes.
Met some Swedes. And then that was that. And then the next day was like the Saturday. And he messaged us again, being like, hey, do you want to come out again?
So we were like, oh my God. So he actually does like us. And we were quite surprised
with that.
Because I'm not going to lie, it was quite rude.
Yeah.
He didn't seem like he liked us very
much. No. So we were like, oh my God, we got invited again. So we met him again the next day. And the tune had changed.
The tune was massively changed. So, especially towards Grace, actually.
Oh, my God, especially towards me.
It was all a bit weird. We got there and, like, I think he was just a bit friendlier.
He was a lot more friendly.
He was just more friendly. And then didn't he say, like, Grace, come here?
Oh, my God, right. So, first I get in and I've not even had time to, like, sit down or anything or get a drink. And he's like, Grace, come here and meet this man. He pulls me to this bald, like, 55-year-old, like, father. And he's like, okay, chat to this man. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I just have to chat with this man. And I'm like, SOS, get me out of here.
Yeah, I dragged Grace away. I was like, let's get away.
But if I'm like short and unelegant, why would he pick me out of all the girls to talk with?
Yeah, like again, a group of stunning, like tall girls. Like,
and he chose me to speak to. And he
called us unelegant, and then.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, that's weird. And then later on the night, I'm just walking around. He's like, Grace, come here. I'm like, fuck's sake, what have I got to do now? I come over. He's like, that dress is wild.
And he said, crazy. Oh,
that dress is crazy. And I went, crazy.
Again, lost in translation. Lost in translation. Language barrier, I think.
And I'm like,
I think crazy in like French must,
there must be like sexy. Oh. And I'm like, crazy good or crazy bad? And he's like, crazy good. So we're like, okay, the tune has massively changed.
Like, the tune has turned in.
The tune has never been so
good. The tune has gone from a pop song to a rock song.
Yeah, like, what has happened here? And then he started, like, messaging us to go to after parties.
Yeah, it was really weird. And, like, sending us, like, photos of him driving around. It's all very odd.
Very, very odd. So we're like, okay, this is really, really strange, but okay. And then we keep seeing him and, like, he didn't get a message. We're like hungover after one of the nights. Because he's the
only promoter we know. So we just wanted to go clubbing every weekend. So we'd always every weekend him,
we would see him.
And he'd be at the club.
And then we got a message. And I think we should do that in the next bit.
Yeah. Because
this is when it all like goes very interesting.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
So, we get this DM from him, and it's just not what we expected at all, is it?
It was, do you want to join me and my friend Steve for dinner?
And we're so like, what?
Steve is basically this man that's, I found him very attractive.
Grace really fancied
he
was him.
French, he had just like, I kind of had a model look.
Yeah, he did.
He was really handsome. And
he would always be there on these nights out. There.
He was quite a mysterious character. He would character.
Just sit there.
He would just sit there and like have not a cigarette. Speak. He was just there all the time.
Not speak a word.
Yeah.
So he's like, yeah, do you want to like go for dinner? Us
with
four.
Me and Steve.
And we're like, oh my God, we've just and been asked like, on a date.
But was also a bit like, this is so odd because it's like a promoter, like. But
this is a professional relationship.
I know, but it was also a bit like, do we wasn't really sure whether to go or not.
Yeah. But then, and then we're like, hold on a minute. How old is this promoter?
Because he looks 30.
Plus.
Maybe older.
To me, he looks about 32, I would say.
Yeah,
same. And we didn't really care, obviously, because he's just a promoter.
We never saw it in that way. We never.
This was not romantic.
Like, even though I found Steve attractive, I was just like, well,
he's a promoter. Like, it's just not the vibe. This can't be romantic. And then it wasn't until we asked on dates that we were like, hold on a second, this man is like 32 years old.
I don't consider it a date. If someone says, did you go on a date in Paris? I say no, because I don't consider that date. It was so weird.
It was dinner. So we were really nervous for this dinner. We like we got in our best dresses.
But we wanted to make a good impression because obviously we want this promoter
to keep using us.
Yeah, because we want to go to the clubs and we want free drinks. So
it sounds bad, but that's the truth of the matter. Like,
and we didn't mind. It was just an experience we thought we'd do. Why not?
It's not
looking back, we shouldn't have really bothered because it was just a really weird experience. We're not weird.
We were just trying to keep him in our good. We were trying to just be nice and be in the good books.
Yeah, and we thought we'd go clubbing afterwards as well. So.
Yeah. So we meet them for this dinner at this like underground restaurant, which is so noisy. And like, there's just us four sat there, like these like two like 30-year-old men.
I was sat there, so I was obviously this topic of this episode is like age gaps, and I was sat there thinking like, surely you can see the age gap like between
that's what
us
I was
all.
Thinking.
And I was sat there, I just felt like really like. I was like, surely you can see that we're like a lot younger than them.
Yeah, like I know it sounds bad, but I was thinking like, I was like looking around thinking, I know people know that this promoter is older.
And everyone in the restaurant like was around the 30 mark. Like it was quite an older crowd in
and
there.
And it was just like us.
It was us. And I think we was in our clubbing outfits. And I think we just,
stuck
it was
out.
Obvious that we weren't 30s.
I think everyone probably thought like, what is this relationship?
Yeah,
because they did look 30.
And you could see there was no flirting going on.
Oh,
there was barely any conversation, let alone flirting. So I feel like they were like, are they their older brothers?
Yeah.
Are they their young teen fathers that had them at like 12?
Yeah, like what is going on here?
What is this dynamic?
And the conversation was also just quite awkward because like, I felt like we didn't have anything really in common. We were just talking about clubbing, really.
And also, like, there was that language barrier, like, a thick language barrier with them, I'd say. Like, the biggest we've ever experienced.
Yeah. And then I was like, so how old are you?
Yeah,
I wanted
to spring the question.
I just had to ask because it was, to me, the elephant in the room. So I just went, oh, by the way, like, how old are you, promoter? And, like, he lied, I swear. I think
he said, I'm 30 and Steve is 28.
Which I just think is
I believe Steve was 28 because he did look a bit younger. Like, Steve didn't look as
old as the promoter. I'm telling you, the promoter was at least, like, 32. Because we figured out he'd been working at this club for, like, 15 years or something.
No, what happened was we scrolled down his Instagram and his first post was from, like, 2010. And it was him looking the exact same. It was actually him looking the exact same.
Maybe he's like a vampire.
Maybe he was born that way.
Age.
Maybe he was never a baby.
Maybe he was born this way.
Maybe he just was like.
Maybe he just came out as a full grown man. He came out fully grown.
I can't imagine him being a baby. I feel like he's like eternal.
He's like Edward Cullen.
He looks like Jesus, doesn't he? Like, crop that out. Maybe he's Jesus Christ. He comes out from heaven.
Resurrected.
Ignore, crop that out about Jesus, editor. But he did really look like Jesus. Side note. Spitting image. He really looked like,
a fully grown man. Like he was like an adult.
Yeah.
So anyway, when I asked him about how old you are, he got really awkward. He was like, well, I'm 30.
He just said 30, didn't he?
And he was like, well, how old are you? And at the time, we were still 18. I was like.
Well, he answered for Steve, didn't he?
Yeah.
He was like, Steve
didn't say a word.
Steve was mute. We spoke about Steve last episode, actually. He was mute. Steve was literally mute the whole time.
And I went, oh, yeah, we're 18. He was like, oh, no. But like, he wasn't that shook.
He saw that in her bios.
That's what I mean.
So I'm just like...
He pretended to be shook, but I know he wasn't.
Also, like, it was not a date because there was no flirting. Like, he wasn't like...
Oh, there was... No, there was flirting, but not on the date. This is the next bit. So we leave...
This makes me feel sick.
We leave this and I'm like, so should we go clubbing? I want to get into a club. So he's like, okay, I'll drive us because he hadn't drunk anything. So we get in his car. He's driving like... A boy racer.
Oh my god, he's driving. I'm not even joking. I did the sign of the cross. Like, I'm not religious, but in that moment I was. I'm not joking.
Catholic schoolgirl heritage came back out.
I was like, God, I'm really sorry for being religious, but like in this moment I was like, get me some rosary beads.
Honestly, the way he was driving was like he had three lives.
He was a cat. We were like driving around the arc, like, and there were so many different like lanes. And I looked back at Grace and I was like, this is it.
But it was so weird.
I was like, my parents are going to be devastated. Yeah.
No, but guys, you're probably thinking that he was driving like a Ferrari. He was literally driving a Mini Cooper.
He had a Mini Cooper.
And he was driving it like, I think he was trying to show off like 70 miles an hour.
That makes me think I'm going to die. So please.
Same.
Always, if you're listening, don't drive.
Don't do this.
Like a loony to impress a girl, because it's not going to impress her.
So he drove like a loony and then he pulled over and we're waiting for...
Mute Steve. We're waiting for Mute Steve because Mute Steve had a smart car.
Yeah, Mute Steve had a smart car. So we're waiting for him to like catch up to fucking the promoter's like 80 miles an hour driving. Oh, no, it's Steve. Steve's probably like, Jesus, he's going fast. Anyway, we're just like sat there waiting. We're just chatting, like general chit chat. And it starts to get a little bit flirtatious. And he's like,
hey, he goes to Grace. Oh, so what do you want from this? As if the date had just been so unflirty.
So best of vibes only.
Grace had not given any indication she fancied him.
None.
I think he even put on his story like dinner with friends from London or something. Yeah,
like he friend zoned us.
Yeah, he put dinner with friends from London on his story.
So I was like,
this man would literally film everything. Why did he video like
all, he videoed
his food like four times? Like everything was for his story. And then we went to this like around the back of the restaurant was this like vintage shop. And do you remember he got
this is before we left.
He got like video. It was like a really weird restaurant. Like there was a shop in it. It was like a vintage like hippie shop. They sold like all hippie clothes. It was quite cool actually. But I remember him getting all the ankles. He got all the ankles on these clothes. He's filming them like this. Like
no.
Like
no.
I'm not even joking. And he looks over at Grace and I like, started dying because of this his angles he was getting.
No, the funniest thing was there was this mirror. He was like, quick, all four of us have to get a mirror selfie. So I took a picture and walked off. He went, no, come back. And now I have to do smiley ones.
And honestly, the smile in these photos is so intense.
And now I just have like 100 pictures like of the four of us.
The smile is so intense.
It's so funny that these pictures I have now, they're like the most, honestly, they make me like die. But anyway, that was with a side note. So we're in his Mini waiting for slow Stephen in his smart car.
This is where it gets really weird.
And he's like, yeah, so what do you want out of this? I'm like,
to Grace, it's if, what did I even say? No, because we asked him at the restaurant what his type was. And he went, you.
He literally went, Grace, you.
I like blue eyes and light hair. It was like really weird.
And I was like, okay. And he went, what's your type? And I was like, Johnny Depp, bye. Anyway.
Yeah, but that's the answer he probably wanted.
I know. So in this car, he's like, what do you want from this? And I'm like, I just like, you know, I just want to go out clubbing and like, have a good time. And he's like, you know.
Just friendship. And then I think he went just friendship.
Oh my God, I went friendship. And then he literally went, he was like, because, you know, some would like to sleep together or something like that. He was like, some would like sex.
He said some girls just want sex.
I went, yeah, and that's not me. That is not what I want from
he
this.
He was like, no, and then did he go, oh, I'm just joking. And I went really loudly, that was not a joke.
Yeah. No, he was like,
we can do that. He was in like, his French accent.
Yeah, he was like, that's absolutely fine if that's what you want.
And yeah, he was like, I'm joking. I went really loudly, that was not a joke.
Like, he was literally like, if that's what you want, that's absolutely fine with me. I was like, that is not what I want. I do not want
I
sex.
Want nothing. I want friendship.
I want bestie vibes only.
I want a free club entry. That's all I want.
I do not want sex. So that was like, get me out this Mini right now. So we got out his Mini.
Why did we agree to this dinner? This is like, this whole dinner was just a waste of our time. I wish we just went out us two. Like, it was so weird.
So we go, we like.
But then, Steve was just so mute as well. Yeah. Like, it was so weird.
He
whole
pulled
thing.
Up in his smart car and we all went into the club as a four.
The club was so good.
Boom, boom. Is where
we just went in and didn't we run off from them in the club?
Yeah, we literally left and then they were like, okay, bye. And then they left. And we were like, okay,
and we
got rid of them. Because after the like sex talk in the Mini, I just felt really uncomfortable.
And also his driving really put me off. And I was just like, oh, the whole thing was just too odd.
It was a shame, like, though. Because like at the club, I thought this could be a bestie vibes only. This could be a friendship. And then him doing all this sex talk in the Mini just ruined it.
Yeah, because he said it himself. He said dinner with friends from London.
Yeah, and he was like, and we said to him, oh, how come you've asked out for dinner? And he was like, you seem really nice. And I thought, oh, that's really sweet.
Yeah, he said, you seem kind, you're pretty and
unkind.
It was all a bit lost in translation. Kind. He said, you're pretty and kind.
Yeah, but that's really sweet. Like, it could have been a nice friendship, and then the whole sex thing, like, just ruined it.
Yeah, because it was never romantic.
It always
romantic.
Does.
This can't be romantic. Like, just no.
Oh, but the moral of the story with this one is that, like, the age gap just did not work, did it?
No, but also, like, it made me realise I'm not dating anyone over the age of 24, 23.
Yeah, this is the lesson we took from this one. Like,
but maybe...
Know your limits.
And also, I'm just like... I'm just like, why would a 30-year-old... I just... What does a 30-year-old want to do with an 18-year-old? Is that...
Oh.
No, but it's...
Don't say that.
Well, he said it himself, didn't he? It's just... I just think it's a bit wrong. I think the whole thing's a bit wrong.
Yeah. It is a bit, isn't
I just
it?
The whole dinner, I just felt really uncomfortable. I felt like everyone was looking over and being like,
"What is this dynamic?"
And like Steve was mute. There was no chat from Steve.
No,
not even them two didn't speak among each other. Like Steve was literally mute.
No,
and
the dinner, and then there was also just nothing in common. Like we couldn't be like, "So, like, oh, what are you studying?" Or like.
Because no, they're in a different
life. They're in a different life stage than we were.
Yeah, there's nothing to speak about.
We were literally 18 and they were 30. Like, what are you meant to talk about with a 30-year-old?
The moral of, we shouldn't have gone. Like, no. I was a bit like, well, we both were a bit like, do we even bother? But then we just thought, if we say no,
well,
then are we going to get into the club again?
Yeah.
It's really bad.
And I will say, after this date, we didn't go back to the club with them, did we? Do you remember? Then we had to queue for 3 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that they got put off from the date as well, because I don't think we went back out clubbing
with
them.
No, we didn't.
I think we got disinvited.
And maybe it's because we ran away from them when we got to the club.
Yeah, because after the fucking... Some girls do want sex. And I was like, oh my God, I've got to get out of here. Literally, like, ran and, like, hid in the club. I felt so uncomfortable.
I just don't know why we went, Grace. I don't know why we went on this date. I don't consider it a date because it was so weird.
Yeah.
It was so weird.
It was so... Thing. The date was so best of vibes only that
moral,
it's not a date.
Moral of the story, we're going to be more selective on who we go on dates with in future.
Yes.
Because that was too weird.
And also, like, we're going to know our limits
with
age.
We've got our age limits. And if any... Like, for example, the fact that he was rude to us to start with, we should have been like, well, no, we're not going to spend any time with him because...
Yeah, we should have had our standards higher.
We should have been like, well, he's rude. He said that we're not elegant and he's being rude to us.
I know.
So why are we going to...
Give him the time of day.
Because we knew... And also, another thing is why would we go on dates with people we don't see a potential with? Like, we went out with them and we knew that this can't be romantic.
Yeah.
So why did we go?
Because we want to get in the club.
Yeah, but that's wrong. We shouldn't have done that. We could have just messaged him and probably got in anyway.
Yeah.
You know?
We'll learn from our mistakes.
I think I've heard a lot of people tell stories about how weird their promoters are.
Yeah.
Like, I do think a lot of promoters... can be a bit odd.
I agree.
I mean, there's probably some good eggs,
but there's a lot of rotten.
Like, we've heard a lot of horror stories about promoters.
But just
so
know
I just
your
think...
limits. Like, for us now, we just know that, like, we felt very uncomfortable with a 30-year-old man. That, like, we just know we would never
we
do
wouldn't
that age
date someone older.
Never.
But, like, we was never going to date them anyway. Like, that was...
No, it
we
wasn't
didn't
romantic
find, we didn't
from our end.
No.
It was a bestie vibes only. And then it all went a bit... tits up and
the pear shape.
All went a bit pear shaped. But that is our story with age gap. That's the only experience we've ever had.
Yeah, we've never I mean I've spoke to 25-year-olds in clubs.
But that's like the most age gap we've ever done.
But like I wouldn't date someone older than
23, 24. But now we have a lot of your guys' experience of age gap.
So that's
and there's a lot of interesting things. So
the next
section. Stay tuned. There's quite a lot of long ones, so I only picked 4 because we actually got so many.
Yeah, and some of them
are scandalous.
Are quite scandalous.
I had some and I was like, are these made up? Like, I had one and it was like, me and my wife have a 20-year age gap, and I just don't know if I believe that.
20 years? Some people do.
I don't know. Okay. I met my boyfriend when I was 23 and he was 34. We were each other's best friends and have been together a year now. I moved into his house 8 months in and we are now getting a puppy together at the weekend. Age is just a number. He's such a big kid and you wouldn't think he is now 35. I honestly can't wait to marry him. I think the age gap definitely helped us as he is old enough to know what he wants and wanted to settle down like I did.
Yes, that's fine. You're on the same page.
Yeah.
See, with that, I think that's a positive one because number one, she's 23. She's not in her teen years.
Yeah.
She's
old enough to know what she
wants to do. She's past the 21st birthday. She's on the path. Like, she's older. She's not older. Like, 23 is actually really young. But she's an adult, like, full...
It's not creepy.
No.
It's what we're trying to say. Like it's not like he's preying on a 16-year-old.
If she was 19, I think maybe that would be a bit odd. But because I think she's in her 20s.
Yeah.
And she also wants the same things he wants.
Yeah.
So they're on the same path. Like we said, it's an issue because...
of what path you want to be on.
Like the children thing, but...
Like, I'm not trying to be funny. It's actually quite rare to find a 23-year-old that wants to settle down, have kids and get married.
I think so in this generation.
So it's actually like she needs an older man.
Yeah.
So it's actually this actually is an example of
I think
it can
that
work.
Sounds quite nice. It's quite cute they're getting a puppy together.
And she said that he...
I think that's lovely.
You wouldn't think he's 35, he's a big kid.
I think that's lovely.
Do you know what? Congratulations for you. Because
do you know what?
It's not all horror stories.
It's not all horror stories.
Okay, this is the next one. I went on a date with someone 3 years older. I was 18, he was 21. I didn't think of the age gap as anything.
I don't think that's that deep at all. 18
I don't,
and
but
21.
Wait until you hear it. The vibe was nice, but throughout the date, he kept saying, when I was your age... as he phrased things. I felt so...
Yeah, he's only 3 years older.
I know. I felt so uncomfortable and it gave me the ick. So strange the way he was saying it was highlighting it, even though I didn't see anything unnormal about it. Safe to say I never saw him again.
That would really put me off. And it's almost like he's got like a thing for it. It's like, oh, you're so
when
young.
I was your age.
It's like, oh. It's a bit pervy. Even though he's only 21, like, that is a bit pervy.
No, but like... if you guys watched the Barcelona episodes, what was my one called? Gary had a real issue that I was 18 at the time.
Yeah, Gary felt like a pedo.
How old was he? 23?
No, he was 21.
21? That's nothing.
I know, exactly. It's the same age.
And he
as that.
Kept saying, he was like, I just feel really uncomfortable that you're...
Yeah.
That you're 18.
He like, was freaked out.
He felt really uncomfortable. But then he would talk to all these girls that were like much older. So why when it's that way, but... I thought that was quite interesting. Okay, we have a couple more. For some context, I'm 19, still living at home, and this was my first full-time job. I flirted with my 27-year-old manager in the office for some summer job entertainment last year. We ended up dating briefly, but it failed because he became patronising and began giving me unnecessary amounts of life advice in a condescending way. He proceeded to remind me every chance that I know nothing about the real world and that he's been on the earth for 8 years longer than me and he knows so much. So in conclusion, no, I wouldn't date someone with a big age gap, especially if they emphasise that the age gap is there.
See, this is the thing. They think they have
something above you.
Yeah. It's like they think they can manipulate you
yeah.
because they're older and it gives that power dynamic that Taylor Swift always... Yeah.
That's 8 year age gap.
Yeah.
That's quite a lot. That is the issue. Like they think he thinks he has something above you.
Yeah.
Like saying that you're not in the real world.
It's like really patronising.
Yeah.
And I don't like that he's highlighting it as well.
Yeah. Like don't date me then if it's an issue.
Yeah, like go away.
And the fact that he like also keeps giving you loads of life advice in a condescending way. And that you don't know anything about the real world, like, actually piss off. I would like to slap someone if they did that to me. So you would never, that's put her off then, I guess.
As she should be.
Yeah. Okay, here is another one. Hey girls, I'm currently 19 and will be 20 in 2 months. My boyfriend is 37 and will be 38 in 3 months. So we've got a 19-year-old... and a 37-year-old.
So this is us with a 37-year-old.
Yeah, this is us.
This is us.
To the two of us, there is no age gap. To my parents and friends initially, they saw it and were concerned. But as time has gone on, they have seen that I've never been happier than when I'm with him. And now also see us as a usual couple. Truly, the vibe you give off is what people will pick on and also will reflect the energy back onto you. We've been dating for nearly 6 months now and I'm completely in love. Being a mature and independent girl at 19 made it hard to get along with boys at the same age as me because they aren't always on the same level. However, being with an older guy has meant being with someone who knows how to respect women and give them what they deserve. I can have real and more intelligent conversations, see life from a different perspective and not be totally absorbed by social media all the time as I probably would be if he was 19.
Okay, so
that is so interesting.
That's convincing, but I'm
what
also like...
What a different
like,
perspective though.
Do just question what these... Why would a guy want... Like, why would they date someone... He's old enough to be her father. He is. He's old enough to be her father.
But clearly that's what works for you. I don't know. Like, it does make me think, like... But why would he want to date someone 19?
Yeah, I'm like, well... even if you're dating someone 30, at least that's like in the same bracket. But even that's an 8-year gap, you know? Like he's he's knocking on 40's door.
Like what age gap is that? How old is that age gap?
But I think that would be less steep if she was 30 and he was 50, because I think by the age of 30, you're like, you're an adult too.
But like she's 19, you're like, I still feel like a child.
She's not even...
her 20s.
She was saying all that and she was 23, then maybe I'd be like, okay, or you're in your 20s. But
clearly that's what works for her. Like, clearly that's what works for her, isn't it? It sounds like they really get along.
Well, if she's happy, go for it. I mean, who are we to judge?
Who are we to judge? But I'm not being funny. If I brought home...
I'm judging him more than
37-year-old man, I think my dad...
My dad would punch him.
Yeah.
My dad would punch him in the face. My parents wouldn't have that.
No, I wouldn't be allowed.
I would not even dare.
I would be so scared.
I think they'd call him a pervert. They'd be like, get away from my daughter.
Yeah. But if that's what works for you, then congratulations, you found someone that works for you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean,
if that's your soulmate,
the email sounds convincing. Maybe
if that's your soulmate,
maybe the soulmate.
Congratulations, find your soulmate. It's not rare. It's quite rare that happens to people. We actually asked you guys, would you date someone with a big age gap? What percentage of people do you think said yes?
Oh, okay. I'm gonna say 70% yes.
53%.
Oh, okay.
A lot lower than I thought.
I thought, because I feel like girls like the idea of a boy being a bit older.
Yeah, same.
But then, like, a lot of girls would be like, if it's too much, I think they'd be like, no.
Yeah. I thought it would be like 60% at least saying yes. Because a lot of people are like, you never say never. Like, your soulmate could be 40 years old. Like, never say never.
Yeah, but then they're probably thinking, like, they don't want to date someone like their dad.
Yeah,
I get it. I did get it.
But I do think there'd be more people saying yes than that.
So 52%. So it's like 50-50, really.
It's really, yeah, basically 50-50. It's very, 50-50. Like, it's very split with age gaps. I don't know. I think they're really interesting.
It's a really interesting subject because...
It's like...
But it's like everyone has something to say about it.
Yeah.
And it would be difficult, actually, because everyone would have an opinion on your relationship.
That's what I would struggle with. Especially, like, my family's... Because I really cherish, like, your opinion and my family's opinion. They're, like, the two opinions that matter. Like, my mum and yours.
Yeah, and I just know, like, our parents...
If you brought me a 40 and you're like, Grace, it's my new boyfriend, I would be creeped out.
I'd be like, why does he want to date you? I'd want to go clubbing with him. And also, we're, like, protective of each other. So I think I'd be protective. Like... Oh, I'd just be like, no.
I'd want to, like, invite your boyfriend clubbing with us, and I just wouldn't if he was 40.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I would just look at him.
He'd be working.
I would just look at him as a dad.
He's a single mum that works two jobs. It can't be, like, clubbing at night.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Oh, it's all a bit... There's nothing in common. I'd just be like...
You have no middle ground. There's no middle ground. Like, what do you have in... Like, do you know what I mean? I don't know.
I mean, only if you're, like, an old soul. Like, if... But then...
I don't know. But then, like, if Piers Brosnan, you know, swept me off my feet, maybe I would.
He's 70.
Piers Brosnan is 70
Piers Brosnan
now.
Is 70. Yeah. In Mamma Mia 1, he was...
That's literally a granddad.
So Mamma Mia 1 came out in 2008, so he would have been, like, 50 in that movie.
Shut the fuck up that he's...
Yeah,
like,
he's nearly 70.
Oh,
he is 70.
Oh, my God, that's actually
one
blowing my
two.
Mind.
Yeah. He's got a hot son, though.
I've seen.
He's got a
really
hot son.
I think we both follow him.
We both follow him.
And nothing...
He's quite famous, the son.
Of course he is.
I think he's in a movie or something. He's really hot.
But, like, would I say no to Piers Brosnan? Probably not.
I think I would now, at 70.
No, you wouldn't.
Just 70.
Yeah, but just to live out the Piers Brosnan dream, I think you would. Come on now. Just
Grace, he's 70.
Yeah, but just...
We're not talking 40s, we're talking 70.
No, Grace, just so your, like, childhood can be, like... I completed my childhood.
Maybe I go on a date with him, but that's as far as things could go.
Yeah. I don't know. It's an interesting one.
So
DM us on Instagram your guys' opinion on age gap.
I'm really intrigued.
And on our story.
I'm really, really, really intrigued because
we want to hear what you guys have to say about
this. It's quite controversial. And everyone has something to say about it.
Everyone has an opinion.
Yeah. But I just think the older you get, the less deep it is.
Yeah, I agree.
So if you came to me when you're 25 with a 40-year-old, I'd be like, okay, this is more acceptable.
But
I'd
if you came
to me with a 35-year-old now, I'd be like, this isn't really acceptable.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Do you see what I mean?
Mm.
I don't know.
I don't know. I'd still think I'd be weirded out, though.
What, at 25, you think?
A 40-year-old, yeah. I think as well because we are so close to our dads. that like we have like,
if you're
we
dating
both have
someone
really good relationship with our dads.
If you're dating someone in the same age bracket as your dad, that's a bit weird.
Like, I go down
that's
to close, the pub with my dad.
So, that's closer in age to your...
to my dad than me.
Yeah, like they would look like they're friends.
But they would go down the pub together and like become part of his friendship group. I can't be having that. Not, absolutely not. God. And like, oh my God, we go down to the pub and they'd think he's my dad friend, not my boyfriend. Oh my God, no.
Or they'd think he's like your uncle.
Yeah, they'd be like, oh, who's this, Grace?
Yeah, they would. They'd be like,
oh, and I'd have to explain, oh, no, it's actually my boyfriend. Oh, absolutely not.
But do you think like men take the piss out of each other if they date a younger woman?
No.
Or are they like, go on,
see,
son.
This is the other thing with age gap, is the double standard. And it's actually like very true that like, it's different if it's the other way around.
Yeah, a lot of older women go for
younger boys and it's not seen as like perverted.
Yeah, you know what actually it is?
It's so true.
I think it's more actually acceptable for an older woman to date a younger man.
Because no one thinks that woman's a paedophile.
No, no, but then everyone's like, he's a perv.
Yeah, if it's the other way around. It's so true.
So I kind of feel bad for the guys.
Yeah, well.
Actually, I don't, because I think a lot of them are pervs. But anyway.
It's so true. There is a double standard with age gap. Sure,
it's very well. There's a chance our soulmate could be older. There's a chance,
yeah. And also, as well, like if you're a younger girl going for an older boy, a lot of people think you're in it for the money,
yes, because you would face that struggle,
you'd face that
sugar
stereotype.
Daddy. You'd be like,
but
oh,
then if it's the other way round and it's an older woman going for a younger boy, you never
then
get
you
that.
Think she's like a cougar, you
yeah.
Think, I don't know, I think,
but there's never the like, oh, she must be like after his money. There's never that.
There is
assumption.
A bit of shame around women that's.
But not. Like, oh. There's a shame, but there's not like.
There's not as.
You're a pedo.
No.
Like,
whereas a lot
police.
Of men get called pedos for.
Yeah, they do.
Sleeping with like 20 year olds. Oh, it's.
It's an interesting
one. It's a tricky
one. But yeah, that has been this episode. All about age gap.
Bit controversial.
Yeah. I really want to hear your guys' opinions on our story and on age gap in general.
So
please
do
DM
I.
us on Instagram.
I'd love that.
But yeah, we hope you guys enjoyed this episode of the Paris Diaries, the second one.
There's two more to come. And then we're on to Milan.
Yes.
So keep listening every
next
week.
Next Monday, we'll be talking all about shooting your shot as a girl.
Yes.
And, you know, going for it, asking boys on dates, switching the gender roles.
Yeah, switch the gender. It's 2022.
Yeah, time to, like, mix things up. And our
if you like a boy, go up to him.
Exactly. And, like, our experience on shooting our shot and, like, just going for it. So that will be next Monday's episode. But this is Every Blondie's Brunette.
Speak to you next week.
Speak to you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.